Attracting Millennials. I'm CJ Jackson, and this is the Business Review.
10 plus years from now, at 2025, we're looking at the U.S. workforce made up of 75% of the millennial generation. The importance of this generation is, you know, understanding how they think, how they operate, and what they value and what motivates them. They're different from the baby boomer generation, and as this group starts to make up the majority of the workforce, organizations have to learn how do you interview them to understand, will they fit their culture and will they meet the skill sets you need, and then how do you attract them, and then how do you retain them as employees.
Accounting lecturer Anthony Herrera says Generation Y has high expectations of their employer. From day one, they seek management that'll help them navigate their career. They want mentors and coaches and immediate feedback on their performance.
The numbers show that millennials stay in their job about 2 years. You know, for most, especially for a baby boomer, management would say that's a red flag, but it's the reality.
While it might stretch companies out of their comfort zone to facilitate a work environment that will attract these types of employees, if they don't make adjustments, they'll miss out on the next generation of new talent. Since millennials are innovators, Herrera says organizations can start by offering them projects that will make a difference in the company and be willing to allow flexible work schedules.
They are not the 8 to 5 type of generation. They're more of the, you know, maybe 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. generation. That does not mean they're not working hard. That means that's when they're going to operate optimally.
The Business Review is a production of KWBU, Livingston McKay, and the Hankemmer School of Business at Baylor University.